Welcome to Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service, brought to you by the Church of Nature. Join us every Sunday for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual service where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. We're here to help you grow every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service. I'm Christy Negro, the High Priestess of the Church of Nature, and our focus today is on change. The Church of Nature honors the individual and encourages a deeper conscious connection through the reflection of nature and all that it offers. It is time for humanity to reawaken. Nature is spirit, and we are nature. When we reflect on nature and connect with it more deeply, we align with our own spirit, and when we do, life flows. Today we look to nature to develop a better relationship with change. I sit at the gate before the great mystery between darkness and light, guiding your passage through the powerful reflection of nature. The door is open for those who choose to walk through. Bless this space. And if we could all recite our intention for today. We come here today with open minds, open hearts, and open hands, willing to give and to receive. So if you're in a space where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, we're going to take a moment to ground ourselves and just bring us right here into this moment. So allow yourself to settle into your body. Just notice how you're feeling today without any judgment. And let's allow roots to grow down from our feet into the ground. By grounding into the earth this way, we create strength, resource, support, comfort. And safety. And from the top of your head, allow roots to grow up into your own higher self, into your own seat of wisdom, knowledge, guidance. And imagine a beam of light that goes from your tailbone straight up through to the top of your head, right straight through the center of your spine. And just allow yourself to come into alignment with that. So as we move forward with today's Sunday service, you're welcome to stay in this space, or you can open your eyes and follow along with us. We'll move to reciting our affirmation that we are nature. I am the sun, I am the moon, I am the dirt beneath my feet. I am the stars and the universe, I am the dark of night. I am the tree and the wind that blows its leaves. I am the ocean, I am the rain, I am the desert and the mountain and the plain. I am the bird, the fox, the turtle, and the bee. I am. So our focus today is on change. And as we're coming into the fall weather here in the Northeast, I thought, what a better time than now than to reflect on change. because we see change all around us. We see the leaves starting to change and fall off the trees, and the temperature is starting to change. It's getting a little cooler. The breeze itself is changing. It's got a little more crispness in it. And so we see change all around us. But change is always happening. Right? Even if we don't live in a place where we have four seasons, there's subtle changes or maybe big changes. Change happens in our lives. I think about babies and how much change they experience at any given point, and children also constantly experiencing change, experiencing new emotions and new experiences around every corner, which is really quite something to think about. And at some point in our life, I mean, it may be when we're young, it may be when we're a little older, not all of us, but many of us become resistant to change or uncomfortable with change or fearful of change. And if you stop and take a look at nature and reflect on the way that nature is always changing, there's always an evolution going on that is noticeable. Life cycles moving from one moment to the next, seasons flowing from one to the other. I think the ocean in its ebb and flow is in a constant state of change. The temperature I don't think that ever stays consistent, right? It's always changing, always moving. And there's no resistance there. It simply is. It's a part of being. And I think when we resist change, when we go into resistance, that's when change becomes difficult. That's when change becomes uncomfortable. So our opportunity this week is to really reflect on the, not necessarily the ease of change, but the commonness of change. That change is a constant. It's always there. And I'm sure there's times in your life when change happens that you move right through it. And there are other times when change happens that it brings up more. It brings up more energies. So the question is, you know, what is it that brings up that the fear or the anxiety or the resistance? And is it something that you can remove from your space? Can you release it? Can you let it go? Can you find trust and faith? Or do you have certainty and seniority? So the difference between the two is trust and faith is when you believe in something. You believe in something greater and you know that it'll all be good. Certainty and seniority is when you're connected to your own higher self and you know without a doubt that you can and will manifest what is right for you. So trust and faith is a step along the path to certainty and seniority. And both are great, both work. So do you have either one of those? And if you do, can you put those into action when those energies come up around change? So our ripple opportunity this week is to really spend some time looking to nature to have an awareness of change, the fluidness of change, and then see if you can embrace that in your own space. If you can find that same smooth movement when change happens, and also recognize that in your own life, change is always happening, just like it is in nature. It's always there. Okay, so we'll move to our invocation of peace. If you would, turn your palms up to the sky. I stand with palms raised to the sky, open to giving and receiving. Peace is in me, peace is around me, peace begins with me. I ask to be the channel through which peace flows, bringing peace to myself, my life, and to all who share my life. I see peace. I breathe peace, I live peace, I am peace. So we'd like to thank everyone who has made a donation to the Church of Nature in support of the work that we're doing here. If you're enjoying Sunday service, we ask you to open your hands and open your heart and make a small donation. It doesn't have to be big. But make a small donation that acknowledges what you receive here. And if your heart feels tight, it's an even better reason to give. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a lot. It can be $1, $2, $5. Whatever you can offer at this moment. So to make that offering, you can visit thechurchofnature.org. And there's a place to make a donation on the right-hand side. And we'll move to our offertory blessing. As always, I ask you to really listen to and embrace the words of this blessing. We ask that giving be a blessing and not a burden, that we see the abundance and unlimitedness of the universe. We ask to live with open hearts and open hands, and in so doing, allow the energy of support and love to flow freely to us and from us. We acknowledge that to receive we must give, and to give we must receive. We make our offerings to the Church of Nature today with open hearts and open hands, and invest in the eternal cycle of energy flow. Our offerings recognize the gifts and blessings of this service. Our Circle of Life celebration offers us a time to honor, celebrate, and remember those people in our lives, the animals, those experiences, those moments, those things that we are creating and manifesting, to call them into this space, to honor them, celebrate, and to remember them. So I'll give you a moment to do that here. Life is a circle whose beginning touches its end. I'm here to learn and to grow. The path of my life belongs to me. I take this moment to affirm the way in which I want my life to flow. I'm grateful for all that I have and all that I am. I thank my body for all that it does for me. I thank my mind for its power of thought. I thank my ego for its will and drive. I thank my spirit for its patience and for its guidance. And if you're in a space where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, please find yourself in that space. We're going to take a moment to set out our intention for the week ahead. So if you would, bring out that beautiful pot of soil and plant as seeds into that soil the things that you would like to create and manifest for yourself this week. And take that soil, hand it to your spirit so that you can manifest whatever it is that you just planted. And we'll move to our closing prayer. Actually, before we get to that, please stick around for the announcements because I have a couple of important things. Closing prayer. I give thanks for this time and space, knowing that this is a place to focus my intention, but not where my intention ends. It's my opportunity to carry my choices out into the world. I ask to embrace change and to recognize it as a natural part of all life and of who I am. Let me walk my path with strength and knowingness, with grace and ease. Let me walk my path with love and abundance, and let me listen when my spirit speaks. Let nature be my guide. Okay, so important announcements. Starting next week, we will be officially over at natureschannel.fm for Sunday service. So we will not be at Blog Talk Radio anymore moving forward. So if you join us for Sunday service every Sunday, you'll find us at natureschannel.fm. So that is the login information. It's www.natureschannel.fm. And let's see what else. We had an amazing, amazing animal blessing service last week at the Stone Chapel. It was the most incredible experience. The energy was phenomenal. It made us all the more committed to raising the money that we need to purchase the space to really have our vision come to life. We see the meeting hall as a beautiful space, very versatile, giving us an opportunity to really open up into the community and do things for people that are nature-based, but really are about bringing people together. And then the chapel itself, we just see the opportunity to hold beautiful services and weddings and ceremonies in that space once it's renovated. So we have found out that we are eligible, and hopefully we will receive, once we apply for it, we can't apply until the spring, a matching grant from New York State Parks Recreation and Historic Preservation. They do an acquisitions grant, and so that means that we are actually looking for $137,500 in order to be able to purchase the church, which seems very doable. So we still have that GoFundMe campaign happening on the church's website, or you will find it there on the church's website. And we're going to be doing some other fundraising opportunities to hopefully raise the money that we need. We've got a beautiful t-shirt that says I Am Nature, and it really calls on the words of I Am. So you'll see familiar imagery in it. So that would be one way. I know it sounds kind of pie in the sky, but if we sold 14,000 of those, we would have all the money that we needed. And interestingly, there are 10,000 people who follow the Church of Nature on Facebook. So it's not ridiculous to think that everyone might buy a t-shirt. But in any event, if you share our passion, we would love for your support, whether it be energetic and or financial. Okay, so remember, next week we will not be here at Blog Talk Radio. We will be solely at natureschannel.fm. So thanks for being here, and I hope you have a great week.
Thank you for joining us today for Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service. We hope today's reflection will support you in navigating your week ahead. Please remember to live with an open hand and an open heart. The effects are exponentially rewarding. If you haven't made your offering to the Church of Nature, be sure to visit thechurchofnature.org to contribute. While you're there, you'll also find daily inspirations, as well as past Nature's Sanctuary Sunday services. We look forward to having you join us again next week. And until then, remember, let nature be your guide.